had drugs put into their bodies that they don't need because fraudsters have actually encouraged false prescriptions and false administration of medications. So think about this. You're just a person trying to go see a doctor. You assume that your doctor is doing the right thing, but these fraudulent healthcare providers are getting rich by giving people medications they don't even need. It's a defrauding of the American taxpayer, but it's a violation of the trust that should exist between every American and the people who prescribe the medications. That's one thing that we're targeting. And this is why we're taking this action, is because we want California to get serious about this fraud. What are we going to do to fix that? Today, we are sending across 50 Medicaid programs. We are sending letters that will require them to show that they are effectively and aggressively prosecuting Medicaid fraud in their states. And if they do not aggressively prosecute Medicaid fraud, we are going to turn off the money that goes to these anti-fraud units. And I would say a couple things about this. You may think, obviously, this is a Republican administration. We're all proud Republicans up here. You may think that this is purely a red state or blue state issue. That's actually not true. We see Medicaid fraud issues in Ohio, the state that I used to represent in the United States Senate. We also see Medicaid issues, fraud issues in a state like Maryland, which is obviously a very blue state. But both Ohio and Maryland have worked with us to take this issue seriously. They've worked with the guys behind me. They've worked with our entire team to make sure that they take fraud seriously. Again, this does not have to be a red state or a blue state issue. This is just basic good government. However, states like California, states like Hawaii, states like New York have completely not taken the fraud issue seriously in the Medicaid program. And so for those states that refuse to get serious about fraud, we are going to turn off that anti-fraud money. And if we continue to find problems, we can turn off other resources within their state Medicaid programs as well. Our goal here is not to do that. We don't want to turn off any money. What we want to do is ensure that people are taking fraud seriously. We want to protect Medicaid. We want to protect Medicare. But we can't do that if the states that are administering those programs are allowing those programs to be fleeced by fraudsters.
And by the way, Trump, in his actions, has been protecting Medicare and Medicaid. But then on TV, I don't care about Medicare, Medicaid. I don't care about the average American's finances. Just suicidal political statements. Political suicide. Seppuku. Now, here's Alexander Soros, that now runs his Big Daddy's anti-American operation. They are one of the biggest funders, the Muslim groups, the anti-Israel groups, the groups that just obsess over this, all that. And you can be critical of Israel, but also not be for the Muslims either. So now he's like, oh, I'm going to spend $30 million to fight anti-Semitism. That means to get laws passed to ban the First Amendment, using anti-Semitism as an excuse. Because they've always been anti-free speech. Here's this little rat.
Hi, I'm Alex Soros. As the son of a Holocaust survivor and a Jew, I am acutely aware of the danger.
Oh, back it up. His dad told 60 Minutes at NPR. I played the clips before. In fact, we're live now. We post this to X and Rumble. Put our 5-minute famous, you know, Ultimate Soros compilation in there, where he says, the best time of my life was hunting down Jews and rounding up for Nazis. Happy making. It was exhilarating. I don't apologize for it. I'd do it again. As the son of a Holocaust survivor, let's start over.
Hi, I'm Alex Soros.
Hi.
As the son of a Holocaust survivor and a Jew, I am acutely aware of the dangers of anti-Semitism. I'm also proudly married to a Muslim American. Discrimination and hate are an abstract concepts to me or my family. They're deeply personal and have been persistent throughout our lives. Today, the Open Society Foundations are committing $30 million to organizations fighting anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim hate around the United States and across the world. At a moment like this, we need to stand together and act. This investment is about keeping people safe and pushing back against hate.
Well, absolutely incredible. Look, Jay Dyer, remember a week ago they released the first tranche of UFO files. Total crap, nothing burger. Now they released more yesterday. Nobody's even talking about it because it's just so lame. It's a big joke on everybody. But Jay Dyer's coming up on that subject and a bunch of others. Not because I'm lazy, he's a great talk show host, but because I'm going to go into the other studio here in the building, and I'm going to do an hour live with Russell Brand, and then the War Room comes up in about an hour and 8 minutes with Harrison Smith right out of these studios. You're the Paul Revere's. Be sure and share those live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X, at Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. So critical. But yeah, We're going to add and post to X and Rumble the Holocaust survivor, George Soros. I mean, that is rich. It's like saying Hitler is a Holocaust survivor. Absolutely amazing. So here's a brief compilation of myself over the last few years predicting the Strait of Hormuz would get closed with the Iran war and what it would do derailing the Trump recovery. We're going to go to this report. We're going to end this hour. Then Jay Dyer is coming in here loaded for bear. You're the Paul Revere's right now. You decide how hard we fight. You're awake. Other people aren't fully awake. Take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live on X at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and share it now. It's an existential threat. We're going to win this thing together, but it's up to you. God bless you all. Here's the report. We'll be right back. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Well, we're going to get a lot of Christian blood and other blood if this war goes to its possible Armageddon-level crisis. So Rabbi Shmoly is our guest at Rabbi Shmoly on X. I don't want them to block the Strait of Hormuz and have $130 barrel oil. That's going to sink the economy bare minimum. Call it selfish, sure, but Israel's already taken out most of their stuff, so I don't see why this has to keep escalating. I do not support the mullahs and the things they've been doing. I do not support them killing people that peacefully protest with, you know, hanging them from cranes. I did not support the Shah Savak before that. I know the history. I know the angles. I know the groups. I know what's happening. And, you know, we're told, oh, Netanyahu 7 days ago, we're taking out their nuclear sites. And then actually, we're not negotiating. We want regime change. Then I know the Iranians will block the Strait of Hormuz. They've already said it. They can do it very easily. It's on their border. They can sink their own ships and do it. Oil goes up to 130, conservatively, maybe even higher. And then that doubles the price index and inflation. And then that triggers higher interest rates and that derails Trump's entire recovery. And that's on the low end of problems. Then you've got this new Vietnam situation with Israel openly having plans to try to send commandos in daringly. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not super daring to go into the nuclear sites that are deep under the earth and try to take those out. And I actually have real politique. I study all the issues, and this is out of control, and it's too dangerous, and everybody's looking at it one-dimensionally. They're talking about $300 a barrel, $200 easily. What will that do?
Oh, devastating. I mean, when some of the initial estimates were like $130 a barrel, right? Well, it's $75 right now.
Well, if they block the Strait of Hormuz, they're saying $300.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the devastating things. That would amplify everything by double. But if you go from 75 to 130, that's a 73% increase. If you go to 300, it's like, oh, my word, we're talking well over 150% increase in the price of oil. What uses oil, Alex? What uses oil? Everything from manufacturing to plastics to everything uses oil. So when you consider that, that is massive inflation. You know, yesterday we're talking about the Strait of Hormuz, what this is going to do to oil, even the perception of conflict in Iran, right, is going to do what to oil? It's going to cause it to go up. So just this morning already, you know, as we're talking, oil is up 2.74% today. Yesterday it was like 75. Now it's $77.20. You know, Brent crude is up 2.66%. I mean, this is where oil starts to go up. I don't care what the other economists are saying. It's like, oh, Iran is a small producer, whatever. The Strait of Hormuz is a big deal because that is going to be the choke point of getting supply out to the rest of the world, right? But Iran is still one of the larger oil producers in OPEC. It's not like it's small potatoes. So for people to say that this doesn't matter, they're wrong, Alex. They're wrong because if using history as a precedent, you know, and if it serves as a guide, further destabilization in Iran could lead to significantly higher oil prices for a prolonged period of time. This has happened throughout history when these kind of things happen. So, and this is coming from one of the chief strategists at JP Morgan, right? And so supply losses coming from Iran are not just, that's not the full story here. supply losses from the Strait of Hormuz are even bigger. Now, when you add to that a potential regime change in Iran, these are challenging factors to overcome quickly, further supporting elevated prices of oil. I mean, this is something that could accelerate what I believe, what we talked about yesterday, the globalists want to try to derail Trump every step along the way. Every step along the way, they don't want him to succeed.
Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz, which means over 20%, it's about 27% of the global oil supply will come to a halt. Maybe now the folks who are just going on about their weekend while our government bombs schools and massacres children will start to care when their gas prices rise. Yep, Iran announces they're closing it, so.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.